We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Nationally, the budget, there's a deal. Washington officials and Congress have announced that they've reached a deal to lift the nation's debt limit and boost federal spending by about $320 billion over the limit set in the 2011 budget. And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline from Washington is Pennsylvania United States Congressman Michael Doyle, who is representing the 18th District, and he is the congressman from Pennsylvania with the most seniority. You've been there, done that. Congressman, good morning.
Morning, Larry. How you doing?
We've had better days in the city, as you know. A sad day here, yeah. First to start this morning. And so our thoughts and prayers to the many friends of slain police officer Calvin Hohen. I'm sure you feel the same way.
He by all accounts, was just someone that a lot of people looked up to, someone that had the pulse of the community where he worked. He was a police officer locally here in Braddock, too. Actually, his brother went to Woodland Hills, where my kids went to school, and my son, one of my sons, knew the brother. Just said it was a good family and good people, and it's a real loss for the city. And like you said, our thoughts and prayers are with his family.
That said, Congressman, a lot of people may be surprised that there is a budget deal after all the consternation between the parties and the president and Nancy Pelosi, and apparently, at least for now, they're playing nice on this deal. So tell us about the budget.
Well, there's been an agreement amongst the leaders of the two parties, and the president has signed off on it. You know, the devil's in the details. The rank-and-file members will start to get to see this starting today, and we'll be voting on this package Friday. We have a 72-hour rule. And, you know, members are anxious to see what's in it and what's not in it. I hope the one thing, though, that people understand is that once and for all, this notion that tax cuts pay for themselves is a phony, erroneous notion. We saw this movie once before during the Reagan era, and we're seeing it again now. And the reality is that the president's party was put into a situation where they could not provide the votes for a debt ceiling vote because they gave away $1.5 trillion, and now money's not coming into the Treasury because that money was given 83% to the top of the country and corporate taxes cut 14%, and now there's no money. But the president wants to spend more on defense spending, and he wants us to cut non-defense spending that affects the middle class and the working class and the poor. Well, those people aren't the ones that got the tax cut, and they shouldn't have to pay for the deficit. So he knew he couldn't pass that budget, and he knew he couldn't get a debt ceiling vote. So what did they do? They made an agreement to suspend the debt limit until after the presidential election and raised defense spending, not as much as the president wanted, and raised non-defense spending, which the president didn't want to do, but we insisted on. And now the deficit's going to grow even bigger. But the bottom line is, when you have a tax cut of that magnitude and you don't pay for it and you try to tell the American people that somehow this is going to pay for itself, that's a false statement. And I've been saying that from the very first time this tax cut was proposed. So now we have a compromise. And when you have a compromise, believe me, there's going to be plenty in that budget for both sides to dislike and some in there that they're going to like. And that'll be interesting to see if the leadership in the House and the Senate can muster up the votes to get it to pass. The president has indicated he'll sign it if we'll pass it. I think a lot of us want to see it, obviously, before we decide whether we're for it or not. The alternative, unfortunately, if we don't pass it, is a shutdown, which I don't think anybody wants. So I think, you know, people need to understand this is a compromise. And both sides will like parts of it and dislike parts of it. But it's a situation where it's that, or we go into another shutdown, which happened the last time the president refused to okay an agreement that was made by the House and Senate. So that's where we're at this morning. And, you know, we're all looking forward to going to our caucuses later today and starting to see the details of this.
Well, we'll have a sense of the response, as you mentioned, by the end of the week. And for the American people, yeah, I don't think anyone wants to see a shutdown. So maybe this is real progress. Congressman, before you go, I want to ask, just a few days ago, you announced the approval of the Stopping Bad Robocalls Act. On a daily basis, that maybe affects people more. What's behind this, and what do you hope to accomplish with it?
Well, what we're going to do is stop about 80% of these robocalls that are not legitimate robocalls. They're scams or spams. Do you realize that last year there were 48 billion robocalls in the United States? This year it's projected to be 60 billion. In Allegheny County alone in the month of June, there were 35 million robocalls. Only 20% of those are legitimate. Here's a legitimate robocall. You get a call saying, don't forget your doctor's appointment is tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Okay, we're not blocking those. So this bill does two things. It has technology in it. When you see your caller ID number come, that whatever that number is on your caller ID, you are now going to be guaranteed, once this bill becomes law, and it will be shortly, that that's actually the number calling you. There's a lot of what's called phishing going on, where you'll see a number and it looks like a local number.
Right.
So you answer it, and then you find out it's somebody calling you from the other side of the world. That's going to be eliminated. So, and then secondly, you're going to get automatic blocking technology that carriers are going to be required to put in blocking technologies in your phone in what's called an opt-out basis. So what that means is you get it unless you don't want it. Instead of opt-in, which is the way it is now, you can buy blocking technology. You can download it onto your phone. It's free. But a lot of seniors who are the most susceptible to these scams, a lot of them aren't, you know, able to go to the app store, find the app, download it into their phone. Some don't have smartphones. What this will do, the carriers will do it for you now, unless you specifically say you don't want it. And it will be free. They're not allowed to charge for it.
When will that take effect if all goes well?
Well, it'll take effect as soon as the bill becomes law. The FCC is going to issue rules to the carriers that require them to start doing it. So what you'll start to see is a huge reduction in the amount of these illegal robocalls. And then there's a failsafe in there. If it's a legitimate call and it gets blocked, and it's really something that should go through, both the party that it's going to and the party sending the robo message will know that their number has been blocked. And if it's legitimate, there's a process for them to get that number, you know, recognized so that it will go through the next time. So it was a good piece of legislation. It was bipartisan. We passed that out of my committee, my subcommittee, and then the full committee on a unanimous vote. And the robocall bill is coming to the floor this week.
Well, that doesn't happen very often these days, unanimous votes in Washington. Thank you, Congressman.
Okay, Larry. You have a great day.
Appreciate it, and good luck with the budget. United States Congressman Mike Doyle.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.